بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان أمراؤكم خياركم وأغنياؤكم سمحاءكم وأموركم شورى بينكم فظهر الأرض خير لكم من بطنها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, it is the belief of every reciter of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that our deen, Deenul Islam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the only path of salvation. Every other way, every other ism, every other creed, every other system will lead a person astray. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell mankind that, say, this is my path, the path in which I invite you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلُ. Don't follow every other way besides the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends and elders, it is our iman that our success, not only in akhirah, not only in terms of determining the abode of Jannat or Jahannam for a person, but success in this dunya, success in our worldly endeavors, success in the progress of the worldly endeavors lies in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama give a broad example that this dunya has been intact for so many thousands of years. Insan inhabited this earth for many years and thousands of years before the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is it that after the coming of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mankind made such progress even in the worldly sphere? We were outlived. This ummah is 1,400 and some odd years old. We were outlived by many ummahs before us, respected friends and elders. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not inspire them with that progress even in the worldly sphere, like Allah inspired the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many ulama attribute this to the barakat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have written that Deenul Islam and the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are needed and are absolutely essential for the smooth running even of the worldly affairs. لِصَلَاحِ الْمَعَاشِ وَالْمَعَادِ. For the smooth running of our worldly affairs also, the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is imperative. And wal ma'ad, and obviously for our akhirah as well. In other words, if we fall short, if we lack in our adherence to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will ultimately and automatically lead to fasadul ma'ash wal ma'ad. If upholding the sunnah will keep your dunya smooth running and your akhirah smooth as well, then lacking in the sunnah and not upholding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will spoil your life in this dunya also and akhirat also. Respected friends and elders, as I mentioned, this is our iman and ought to be the iman of every reciter of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yes, we need to make a living. We need to live in this dunya. We need to learn the rules of this dunya. But all of this should be done within the confines of Sharia, under the umbrella of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a role model and an example for every person in every sphere of life. Deenul Islam was personally selected and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every other religion, respected friends and elders, came with an expiry date. Deenul Islam, Allah perfected and completed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Allah Himself says that today I have completed, I have actually perfected your deen for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. I have completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And I, meaning Allah, says, I have selected, I have chosen for you Deenul Islam as your way of life. Allah, knowing the needs of man, in that time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing the needs of man when he revealed this verse on the day of Arafat in Hajjatul Wada', and Allah knew the needs of man until our day, until the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, I have selected for everyone Deenul Islam. So as I mentioned, ulama write that with the implementation of the rules of Deenul Islam and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find peace, tranquility, system in our worldly matters as well as akhirah. Respected friends and elders, it's no secret the amount of catastrophe, disaster that the ummah is witnessing on a daily basis. Whether it be abroad and now in the recent times in our own areas, in our own country, in our own city sometime. Whether it be in the form of invasion and wars far away, whether it be in the form of other forms of violence and murder, whether it be in the form of natural catastrophes and disasters. Respected friends and elders, this doesn't happen without any reason. This definitely doesn't happen without any reason. There are so many ahadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ayat of Quran from which we understand that our deeds are a direct result of the conditions around us. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, Allah said. Quran mentions that corruption, disarray, problems occur on land and on sea. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, because of what the hands of man have earned. Meaning because of our own deeds, the conditions around us become like this. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned once whilst he was sitting and a janaza passed by, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mustarihun aw mustarahun minhu, that this person, whoever he may be, is either somebody who is now at ease, who is resting in peace, or he is mustarahun minhu, somebody from whom others now are resting in peace. He is somebody from whom others are relieved. So Sahaba asked Nabi of Allah, what is meant by mustarihun aw mustarahun minhu? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al Abdul Mu'min, a true believer when he dies. Who is a true believer, respected friends and elders? The one who upheld every command of Allah that was directed to him and implemented every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was related to his fear of life. That is a true believer. When a true believer passes away, Al Abdul Mu'min, then يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْ نَصَبِ الدُّنْيَا وَتَعَبِهَا, he is now resting in peace. R.I.P. applies to him. He is resting in peace from the difficulty, the toils, the cliff of dunya. وَالْعَبْدُ الْفَاجِرِ, and the sinning slave, not necessarily only a kafir, no, a kafir as well as any other type of sinner, a Muslim who may pass away, but he was a fajir, a sinner. When he passes away, when he dies, وَالْعَبْدُ الْفَاجِرِ إِذَا مَاتْ, when he dies, then يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْهُ الْعِبَادِ, other men, other people, mankind, rest at ease. They are at ease from him, they rest in peace from him. R.I.P. in that case refers to the survivors, that you may rest in peace, this burden has now left you all. يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْهُ الْعِبَادِ, this much, respected friends and elders, we all understand. That when somebody is a burden, when he leaves this dunya, then we feel the ease of that burden. But the hadith continues. Not only mankind, not only fellow humans are at ease now and relieved of his burden. يَسْتَرِيحُ مِنْهُ الْعِبَادُ وَالْبِلَادُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ, even the land, even the earth takes rest now from this man. In other words, his presence on earth was a burden for the lifeless thing on earth. The ground also feels his burden. وَالشَّجَرُ, even the trees feel the ill effects of a sinner. والدواب, even the animals around us feel the ill effects of that sinner. It all boils down to that verse, respected friends and elders. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. When difficult conditions come, when bad happens, when catastrophes befall, then it is a direct result of the effects and the deeds of man. And when these catastrophes do befall us, respected friends and elders, is it only me and you and humankind that suffers? No, it's everything else around us also suffers. Landslides and that land is destroyed. The trees are destroyed. The animals die. This is as a result of that Abdul Fajir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. I'm trying to show you this, respected friends and elders, that even the earth takes effect. The zalazil and the earthquakes are a result of insan's wrongdoing. Once Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned to his students, إِنَّ الْجَبَلَ لَيُنَادِي الْجَبَلَ, sometimes one mountain talks to the fellow mountain. One mountain communicates with his fellow mountain. And it asks him, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ أَحَدٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, were you so fortunate enough today that a person may have passed you while taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, was the dhikr of Allah made on you today? And when he says na'am, when that mountain replies in the affirmative, they both rejoice. They both get happy. In other words, they sense the effect of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran also makes reference to a similar effect on the skies and the earth and the mountains. And they say Allah has taken up a child, na'udhu billah. When they make such a serious statement and accusation against Allah, that Allah has children, na'udhu billah. Then Allah says, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهِ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضِ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّى. The sky is almost split apart. The earth almost splits in between. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّى. Such a drastic statement he has made. It has such an effect, even the mountains almost get crushed and fall away. So good deeds will have a good effect on ourselves, the people around us, and the entire globe, respected friends and aunts. Bad deeds, evil deeds will have a direct repercussion on ourselves and our lives and our personal lives and that of those around us. And even the shajaru wa dawab, even the trees, even the earth, even the animals will suffer the brunt of our ill effects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to Fir'aun and his armies when they were killed and when they were destroyed and drowned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنظَرِينَ. That they were such people, they had no value on earth. They had no value. مَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. The sky and earth never cried over their loss. The sky and earth never cried over their loss. When they died, when they left this dunya, it was a burden that this dunya was being relieved of. What does this ayah teach us? That there are some people, when they leave this dunya, the earth cries and senses their loss. The sky cries and senses their loss. And on the other hand, when a person is a sinner, he becomes a burden on earth. Earth is waiting for him to leave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif mentions that remember death often. Remember death often because every day the qabr calls out. One day you are going to go into the grave. Every day the qabr calls out and says, Ana baytul ghurba, ana baytul wahsha, ana baytul wahda. I am the home of loneliness. I am a home in which you will be alone. Ana baytul turab, I am a home of sand. I am a pit of sand, a hole of sand. Ana baytul dud, I am a home which is filled up with worms and other harmful creatures. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a believer passes away, إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. When a believer passes away and he comes into the grave, قَالَ لَهُ الْقَبْرِ. The qabr addresses him and tells him, مَرْحَبًا وَأَهْلَ. Welcome, welcome. مَرْحَبًا in Arabic language. أَتَيْتَ مَكَانًا رَحْبًا. You have come, there's enough space for you. You are welcome. You know, when you don't want to make somebody feel welcome, then you say, we got no place. But when you want him to feel welcome, you'll make enough space for him. The qabr says, مَرْحَبًا. There's enough place for you. Welcome. وَأَهْلَ. You have come home. You have come to your family. Ahl means family. Marhaban wa ahla. The qabr welcomes him and tells him, In kunta la ahabbu man yamshi ala dhahri. You are from the most beloved of people on earth that was walking on my back. From all those that were walking on the surface of the earth, I loved you the most. The earth feels the connection with the deeds of man. And when a sinner passes, وَإِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدُ الْكَافِرُ أَوِ الْفَاجِرُ. Again, when a disbeliever or a sinner, a person who flouted the commands of Allah, never followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, engaged in and fell for every temptation that presented itself in front of him. Allah save us, we are in a zamana like that, respected friends and elders. That restraint, holding ourselves back, has become a rare commodity. Indulgence is something that has gripped us all. When a person who indulged in every opportunity that came in front of him, irrespective of whether it conformed to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not, when he dies, when a sinner leaves this dunya, then the qabr calls out to him as well and tells him, لا أهلا ولا مرحبا. There's no welcome for you, no place for you. In other words, you are not welcome. And أما إن كنت لأبغض من يمشي على ظهري. From all those that were walking on the surface of the earth, I hated you the most. The earth felt the sense of his burden, respected friends and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran makes reference to earthquakes, but the earthquake of Qiyamah, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth will be made to shake violently. These tremors and these earthquakes that happen in this dunya is a small reminder. What will happen on Qiyamah will be many, many more times more serious, respected friends and elders. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and when the earth will take out and remove its burden, everybody who will be buried under the earth will come out. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, on that day, Allah says, on that day the earth will give its story. The earth will relate its story of whatever happened and whatever was done and committed by any person, be it good or bad. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا, because your Rabb had inspired it. The earth was informed all the time, respected friends and elders. Under this verse, the Mufassirun quote a hadith from Tabarani, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَحَفَّظُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ فَإِنَّهَا أُمُّكُمْ, beware of the earth. Beware of earth. We are scared when somebody is seeing us, we won't do wrong. The wife is aware, so you are cautious. Your children are there, you are cautious. Your boss is watching, you are cautious. When you are alone, Allah is with us. Beware of Allah. Beware of that spot of ground also on which you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهَا أُمُّكُمْ, it is your unavoidable abode. You have to go back into the earth. You have to go back into the earth. In other words, how you will conduct yourself above the earth determines how you will be treated beneath the earth. Many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implore us to take the sunnah to heart, to uphold the commands of Allah, because that has a direct result to the events around us. In another hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ خِيَارَكُمْ, when your leaders were the best among you, وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ سَمْحَاءَكُمْ, and your rich and wealthy are the generous among you, وَأُمُورُكُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَكُمْ, and your matters are decided with mutual love, with mutual consultation, not bickering, fighting, taking your matters to court. No, أُمُورُكُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَكُمْ, فَظَهْرُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ بَطْنِهَا. The hadith says, then the upper part of the earth is better for you than the lower part. Then it's better for you to be alive. Then you are an asset in this dunya. Then you are building your akhirah. But on the other hand, وَإِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ, when the bad ones among you, the evil ones among you are in positions of authority. When your leaders are the evil ones. You know, one person came from the farm and he wasn't so used to normal security and protocol for VIPs. And there was an entourage going past, some VIP, some ruler, some leader, some person of position. And like we normally witness, that there's cars in front, police cars at the back, police motorcycles surrounding. When you looked at this dihati, this Bedouin says, you know what, I never see such a big rogue in my life. Such a big thief. And how true, respected friends and elders, that position of authority is used for exploitation, is used to fill our own pockets. إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ, when your leaders are the worst among you. إِذَا كَانَ أُمَرَاءُكُمْ شِرَارَكُمْ وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ, when your rich and wealthy are the misers among you. When it becomes difficult even for them to pay zakat. When they gave their zakat also, they felt that they did you a favor, whereas they were doing themselves a favor. وَأَغْنِيَاءُكُمْ بُخَلَاءَكُمْ, they were the misers. وَأُمُورُكُمْ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ, and your matters are judged and decided by the woman. Like we see around us today, respected friends and elders. Then at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَبَطْنُ الْأَرْضِ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ ظَهْرِهَا, then it's better for you to be beneath the earth than instead of being on top of the earth. Because then you're becoming a burden on earth. Then if the earth shakes around us, then if there's tremors, then if there's landslides, then we are to blame, because it's our a'mal that have got a direct effect on these events around us. Respected friends and elders, look into our lives. Is our lives filled with the deen of Allah and His Messenger? Are we upholding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or have we aped the way of the non-Muslims? One example, respected friends and elders, our system, the system of sunnah, is based on haya and modesty and shame. The system of shaitan, sometimes is referred to as the system of the West, is referred to as capitalism and every other ism. It's only system of Allah and the system of shaitan, respected friends and elders. Allah in Quran makes reference to two systems only. Awliya'ullah and awliya'ul shaitan, the friends of Allah and the friends and allies of shaitan. Ulaika hizbullah, the group, the team, the group of Allah. And ulaika hizbu shaitan, team shaitan. There's only two ways in this dunya. Either you're on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if not, then call it what you want, but ultimately is the way of shaitan. It is team shaitan, hizbu shaitan. The basis of the system of shaitan, respected friends and allies, is behayai, immodesty, immorality. How much of behayai has crept into our lives, ourselves, Muslims, reciters of kalima la ilaha illallah. The system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is based on simplicity. And the system of shaitan is based on extravagance. How much of extravagance has come into our lives? One wedding and millions of rands are spent. On holidays, hundreds of thousands of rands. One vehicle, sometimes a couple of million rands. And there are people starving, respected friends and elders. Extravagance is a way of shaitan, not the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the system of riba. Riba is the backbone of shaitan's system. Riba and interest is the backbone of capitalism. Riba has got no place in Islam, respected friends and elders. Riba is war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are at war with someone, then you can expect landslides. You expect landmines. You expect that something being blown up and you expect to lose lives on end. We are at war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are still engaged in riba based transactions, calculate ourselves, respected friends and elders, that only when it comes to credit card debt is a big issue in our country. And ultimately there will be many Muslims also who will be caught up in this. If a person is only paying his minimum due every month, like is a common notion, phone the bank. Phone your bank and ask them, what is my total outstanding on my credit card? The very next question that consultant will ask you, excuse me sir, are you closing your account? In other words, nobody settles, nobody zeros, unless you want to close the account. So if you are paying the minimum every month, minimum installment, you are paying riba. You are in war, you are at war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then if there's problems in our lives, problem in our relationships, problem in our earnings and our livelihood and businesses, problems in our health, problems in society, respected friends and elders, the solution is right there. We are at war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Calculate within ourselves the amount of money that the Muslim Ummah in our country alone, Muslims only in our country, how much are we paying in riba monthly? Monthly, respected friends and elders, by the millions when it comes to credit card installments and other insurance installments and home loan installments, car loan installments, etc. By the millions we are paying in riba. In riba, respected friends and elders, such an open announcement we are making that we are ready for war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah save us. Then when events like this take place, respected friends and elders, this should be a caution for us. Yes, we are insan, we are prone to sin. No person is ma'soom and free of sin. Everyone is prone to sin. But lucky and fortunate are those who realize that when we commit that wrong, when we fell and we slipped up, realize where we went wrong. Make that U-turn and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just small examples Allah is illustrating to us. Whether it comes in the forms of landslides and floods, in the form of tremors and earthquakes, and other forms of disaster that has befallen the ummah throughout the globe. These are slight examples from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to wake up. These are wake-up calls for us from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends and elders, the only way, and the only way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned at the beginning, ulama, right? Yes, we understand that the sunnah will assist us in the akhirah. Commands of Allah and His Messenger are there for us to build our Jannah. Definitely. But even equally important, respected friends and elders, is that the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the system of Islam is needed for our dunya as well, لِصَلَاحِ الْمَعَاشِ as well, for the smooth running of the affairs of the world. The sunnah is needed. Every other way, respected friends and elders, will lead to disaster, like we see around us today. The people are tired of the system of man and the system of shaitan. Man has reached a stage, he's frustrated to remain on earth, he's taking his life. Depression is on the increase, suicide is on the increase. What is all of that? It's the result of this dunya being starved of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Deenul Islam. Show me one example in Medina. Show me one example in Makkah in those days. Show me one example in Kufa and Basra and Baghdad. Show me one example in Damascus when those were the capitals of Islam. When those were Darul Islam. One example of a man losing his mind, going into a classroom and killing innocent children. One example of a man losing his mind and raping an 80-year-old woman. One example of a man going and raping a toddler. Example of a man killing his own children and wife. Respected friends and allies, that will never happen when the system of Islam is in our lives. It will only happen when we abandon the command of Allah and the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah wrote a beautiful kitab. Only the title is enough. We normally say don't judge a book by its cover. This one can be judged to an extent. When he said, "Mada khasir al-alam bin hitatil muslimin." The label, the title only is enough when he said that what has the world lost out upon? What has the world lost out on because of the degeneration of Muslims? Because we have starved this world of the sunnah. The solution Allah has given us, respected friends and allies, our degeneration has not only led to our suffering and the suffering of Muslims. No, the entire world and the entire globe is suffering because they have been starved of the way of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will end, although time is up, I will end with one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very quickly. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned direct results for such natural disasters and calamities and catastrophes. In the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 15 signs. 15 wrongs when they will happen, then it will lead to what we see happening around us today. When public wealth will be kept to a particular circle, won't be shared and won't be spent for how it's supposed to be spent. When trust and amanat will be considered like a ghanimat, like you won the lottery, when somebody keeps an amanat by you, you violate that trust, like we see happening today. وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا. And when zakat will be considered to be a burden and a tax, like we see today, respected friends and elders. And a man will listen. وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. A man will listen to his wife and disobey his mother. وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. And he will bring his friend near him. He will take mashura, he will take consultation from his friends. He will listen to his friends, but he will keep his father far away. He won't spend time with his father. He won't take advice from his father. وَرَفَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. And in the masajid, there will be loud dins and voices being raised, like we find today via the cell phone, etc. وَاتُّخِذَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفِ. There will be a lot of singing and music and dancing girls, like we find again via the cell phone and every other tool and instrument that we have. وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ. A man will be honored. A man will be honored not because he's got good qualities in him, but because of his bad qualities. Because you fear the repercussions of not respecting him, you will respect him. And the leaders of the people will be the worst of them. The lowest of them will be in charge of their affairs. وَشُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ. And alcohol will become widespread. وَلَّعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. And the last of this ummah, the latter part of the ummah, will start cursing the earlier part of the ummah. Like it's happening via the many isms today. Some are swearing at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum like the Shia. Some are swearing at the A'imai Arba'a and the pious predecessors like the Salafiyya. Some are swearing na'udhu billah. Some are disrespecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the Qadiyaniya, who say that there is another Nabi after the Nabi of Allah, na'udhu billah. And some are disrespecting Allah like the atheists who say there is no God. They don't believe in the existence of any being and any Allah. وَلَّعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. Respected friends and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you see these things happening, then at that time, فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ, then you must wait for zalazil, wait for earthquakes, wait for rihan hamra, violent winds, wait for khasfan wa maskhan, wait for landslides, and people being disfigured. That is a sign of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends and allies, Allah inspire us to turn back to the deen of Islam and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, many people express their love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot is said about the life and sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends and allies, in our lives, how many Rabi'ul Awwals came and went? What change did we make in our life is more important. Let us come back to the sunnah. And respected friends and allies, do ourselves and the rest of this dunya a favor. We have the solution for the problems of the world. And that is in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we understand it or not, ulama write the miswak got 70 benefits. 70, how many do we know? In the kitabs they mention 70. The greatest, the lightest is that it cleans the teeth. And the greatest, it gives you the tawfiq of reciting kalima before you pass away. The other 68 are kept ambiguous. But it's our iman that in that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is summon some kind of protection for us. Summon some kind of barakah. Summon some kind of nur and hidayat. Like that every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every command of Allah, respected friends and allies, is there for our protection, spiritual, physical, mental protection, and for the protection of the entire globe, entire mankind.
And as I mentioned at the beginning, not only mankind, al-bilad, wa-shajar, wa-dawab, the earth, the mountains, the trees, the animals also are suffering because we have starved this dunya of Deenul Islam. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Partabgiri, rahimahullah, a great sheikh of his time, used to mention, rahmat ka abar banke jaha bhar pe chaye, become a cloud of mercy and cover and engulf this entire dunya. Cover this globe, alam ye jal raha hai, baras ke bujhaye, this world is in flames. Yes, respected friends and elders, look around us, this world is suffering. People are tired of this dunya. Alam ye jal raha hai. Go and rain down the sunnah and the way of life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and extinguish that and remove the problems of the world. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillah.